Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus 23 today, verses 10 through 12. Exodus 23, verses 10 through 12. It says, "For 6 years you shall sow your land and gather its yield, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field may eat. You shall do likewise with your vineyard and with your olive orchard. 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your servant woman and the alien may be refreshed." Now, we've looked at Sabbath laws already as we've gone through books of the Bible here in Exodus as well. But I want to remind you, maybe someone's tuning in today that hasn't been a part of previous challenges. The Sabbath regulations were for rest and replenishment. Do you see that here in this passage? It's to let the land rest and also for the land to be replenished, for the servants and people to rest so they could be replenished as well. But they are also pointing to ultimately the Sabbath rest that we have in Jesus Christ. That's what the Sabbath was all about. When Jesus came on the scene and he was walking with his disciples, he was healing people on the Sabbath. They were eating grain in the field on a Sabbath. And all the Jews who had thought the Sabbath was more about whether or not you keep the law right properly, they missed the heart of the law. And that it was pointing to him and to Jesus and what he would accomplish for us and resting from our labors and trying to get into heaven, but just resting in the fact that Jesus has done the work for us. They came and they said, "Hey, you're breaking the Sabbath by healing on the Sabbath." And Jesus said, "Wouldn't you help a donkey get out of a ditch on the Sabbath?" And those types of things. And at the same time, he also said the Sabbath was made for man. Man wasn't made to meet Sabbath regulations. The Sabbath was made for man. Well, in Colossians chapter 2, Paul brings out something very interesting in verses 16 and 17. He says, "Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." The reality has been fulfilled when we come to faith in Jesus Christ. If you have trusted in Jesus, his finished work, that he accomplished the payment for your sins and then sat down himself at the right hand of the Father, and you by faith say, "Jesus, give me that righteousness that you have accomplished for me. I'm not righteous in and of myself. Would you give it to me?" The Bible says we then enter the rest that God has been pointing to through the finished work of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 4, listen to verses 6 through 10. The Hebrew writer says, "Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he," God, "appoints a certain day today, saying through David so long afterwards in the word already quoted, 'Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.' For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his." Did you catch that? The Bible says that the Sabbath was all pointing to Jesus. And when you rest in the fact that Jesus has done the work and he has sat down at the right hand of the Father, has accomplished the work for us, and we all we do is receive it by faith, we enter into that Sabbath rest daily. Is it valuable to take a day of rest? Sure. Is it valuable to let your body get some naps and replenishments? Definitely. But you don't earn your salvation by keeping the law. All the law does is point us to Christ and our need of a Savior. And the Sabbath regulations were just that. Jesus even pointed out that David broke the letter of the law when he and his men ate the shewbread that was only allowed for the priest. It wasn't really about the law as much as what the law was pointing to. And the law is pointing to Jesus. Folks, if you think you're going to be right before God because you do these things and don't do these things, that's not what makes us right before God. The righteous shall live by faith. We have to believe that all those things are showing us, the laws are showing us we can't keep it. We keep breaking his law. We can't live holy. We can't live perfectly. But there is one who did, and it shows us our need of him. And when you trust in Jesus as your Savior, you enter the Sabbath rest, and the Sabbath regulations have pointed you to what they needed to, the Savior, the true one, that will give you this rest. I pray that those of you listening today would stop trying to work for your eternal life and rest in Jesus' accomplishing it for you. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.